What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We had Championship Sunday past weekend.
And you're super excited.
Niners got, Raiders
Jimmy!
Rams were down 10 in third quarter, came back to win. We'll host the Super Bowl. We're not, you know, they're not leaving SoFi.
No, they're
it's
not.
Still going to be a road game for them, just like it was when the Niners came
back. Yeah,
that
was trifling, too. That was bad. But you got to think that all of Compton are 49ers fans for reasons that if you don't know, I'm not about to sit here and explain to you.
Okay. And that's what you have to understand about team affiliations.
You
out
understand
here.
About this thing of ours. You
we
know,
don't like
you
your just, color scheme, yeah. homie.
Period.
Welcome to What's Burning, where we're smoking the loudest pack of basketball news that you won't find anywhere else on the planet. Now, as you can tell, I'm light-skinned, but I am not Matt Barnes. Matt and Stack are on vacation right now. Edibles, relaxing, reclining, doing whatever they like to do. Mm-hmm. I'm Josiah Johnson, better known as King Josiah 54 on social media. And I am joined by NBA champion, UCLA legend, one of my OGs, Jelani McCoy. What's up,
my
Joe?
My brother.
We
my
did
brother.
It.
We done did it. We done made
the
it.
Show yeah. time. We did it. God is good.
Oh, God is real good.
God is real good.
Yes, yes.
So without further ado, we're going to get this thing kicked off and started. NBA All-Star starters were announced last week. LeBron fans stepped up to the challenge, got him in for his 18th straight time, which is an NBA record. Now, when you look at that All-Star squad, it's pretty usual suspects. We have some guys that broke through. Shout out to Ice Train tomorrow on the East. Mm-hmm. KD, Giannis, Embiid rounding out that squad. Now, we have LeBron, Joker, Steph. But a name that, you know, some may have been surprised by, Andrew Wiggins, snuck in. The Warriors fans really did their due diligence, used their tech expertise to get Wiggins in there. But I want to ask you, Jay, obviously you play in the NBA.
Yes.
When you look at the way that the All-Star starter voting is broken down, fans account for 50%, mm-hmm. players get 25%, mm-hmm. and media, a lot of whom never gotten a bucket in their life at any level, getting 25%.
True, that's a lot of influence.
And when you see a guy like Wiggins, and Wiggins having a great year, so no knock to him, but do you think that the All-Star voting starting process needs to be adjusted or changed at all?
I think they need to start looking at some other creative ways. Wiggins, although he's having a great year, is playing on one of the top teams. I think we were discussing earlier, I don't think he's the worst All-Star selection starter that the fans have put in place as a starter. But he did jump over Devin Booker, you know what I mean? And that's a big hole on Devin Booker's as well. He's on the second test, or, you know, they flip-flop between one and two during the year. So fans going to have to come up off of some of that if that's the selections they're going to make. How you feel about it?
Well, if I'm Andrew Wiggins, I'm super happy that I decided to get the vaccine.
Because remember, he didn't want to at first. Yeah,
but now that he's getting that All-Star bag as well. But if I'm Devin Booker, Suns obviously top team in the NBA right now. No All-Star starters. That's kind of egregious, especially for a community in a league that embraces winning. We talk about winning all the time.
Yeah.
Suns are having a great year. CP3 obviously helping engineer that squad along with Aiden. And for me, if I'm Devin Booker, I'm feeling like that's some light-skinned slander. And it's like, I'm all up in my Drake shit at that point.
You have to be.
I'm sensitive and emotional.
Yeah, you have to turn a little light-skinned on a situation like that. What else does he have to prove? I feel like he had a good bubble. They made a good run last year with him playing Robin the Batman's to CP3's Batman. So I feel like Devin should be mad, but I feel like every year there's somebody that should get pissed up. pissed off that ends up elevating their game. It was Dame 1 year, you know what I mean? Now Devin Booker might fall into this situation. But I'm happy for Andrew Wiggins. He was a number one pick. People didn't even feel like he was worthy of, you know what I mean, being in the league at one point. But now he's getting an opportunity to represent, you know, the Golden State Warriors. Whether that be the techie software, whatever it is that they're doing, he's getting an opportunity to, you know, be a beacon for that team. So hats off.
Yeah, no knock to Wiggins. I definitely thought he was an all-star. Me and Gilbert Arenas actually had this conversation. And I was like, you know, the way he's playing, true shooting percentage, I think close to 60%, just being a stalwart on the defensive end, helping to lead this Warriors squad, which is a hot pack of ass last year.
Now top two
in the West. Yeah. And before we move on, we can't not acknowledge Ja Morant. A phenomenal season in the MVP discussion, really out there getting it.
Yeah.
You know, the dudes with the long dread.
Yeah, he's representing for the Twisties right now. I didn't think the eyebrows. Yeah, I didn't think we've seen a high level Twisty with an eyebrow slash player this caliber till we've seen Ja Morant.
I can't think of one. It's elaborate. It's like 1990s, 2000s
mixed in here and there. But yeah, he's doing a great job. He deserves. He spent some time away from the game. I know he went through it with the Grizzlies home base for a minute when he missed a couple games, but he came back on fire, and it seems like the more attention he gets, the more he rises, his game steps up to the level. And I think that goes to the, you know, I think the mid-major point guards are psychotic for some reason. I think them having to be the extension of a coach in mid-majors and run systems, you know, make five passes and all that good shit before they can do that, because they don't have five-star players playing with them. I think they do well on the stage for whatever reason. I'm proud of him, you know. Hats off to him, and sky's the limit. He's gonna be hard to knock out of that all-star starter spot for a minute now.
For sure. Shout out to Rashad Phillips, who was big on Ja coming out of the draft.
Yeah.
Normally, Rashad says stuff, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna roll with this dude. I didn't really, know too much about Ja playing at Murray State.
Yeah.
But saw him do his thing in the tournament, and now he's out there getting it. Got the Grizzlies in contention. I don't know if anybody's going to be fearing them in the playoffs, but
it's that good vibe from the Grizzlies, that grit and hustle, whatever that is, and they got them back into contention. I don't think they planned on them being this early in their trajectory right now.
Yeah, for sure, most definitely. Yep. And we got All-Star reserves getting announced later this week. The NBA may have let it leak that LaMelo Ball will be making his first All-Star appearance, and I have no problem with that. He's doing work.
Nah, he's serving.
Chino Hill's finest. Shout out to LeVar Ball. The plan is coming to fruition.
It really is.
But we got other guys also looking to make their first team. Darius Garland, who's got the Cavs top three in the East right now. That's probably the biggest shot.
He's playing his ass off right now. You know what I mean? A lot of people, I think the Lakers were supposed to, were looking to consider him at one point in that draft. But shout out JB. He's doing a good job with that team. And, yeah, he's definitely somebody that should be on the reserve.
Yeah, most definitely. We've also got Fred VanVleet putting up 22-5-7 this year. And, my guy who I'm rolling with, generational talent. Some have compared him to the next MJ.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that's too far-fetched. Yeah. Anthony Ant-Man Edwards.
Yeah, man.
I mean, just the grill sandwiches, the nut shots on the dunk.
Oh, man, consistently, the 23, the 23, 5, 4, just the joy that he plays with. That's what I like about this new crop of players, is the joy that they bring to the game. We went through a patch of where we were a lot of entitlement during the game. A lot of people got to the All-Star and were perennial All-Star selections, still having that entitlement, in the game. But I like this new batch of young players. They seem to be real hoopers, and I feel like, LaMelo, Ant-Man, Darius Garland, I feel like the game is in the right place with some of these youngsters.
I mean, it's crazy seeing how quickly these young guys have developed and also just have this mentality where they'll bust your ass. They do not care.
They don't.
And LaMelo especially just coming with the slag, the swag, the lime green with the matching.
Owning it.
I mean, that's just super baller level. Things you can't teach, right?
That's Deion Sanders type shit.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, the walking in there and owning it, knowing you're a little loud, It's like you smoke some loud. You walk into somewhere.
What's burning?
Yeah. You walk into somewhere, you loud, You got to own that. Your presentation's got to be put together and you got to perform, and that seems what he's been doing that since he was a baby, though.
So I need to know, who else do you think got to be guaranteed locks, got to make this All-Star game? I know it's in Cleveland. Look, I'm kind of excited. I know I've been down on Cleveland, but I'm going to turn up. We're going to get it in.
Yeah.
Get our flares out.
Yeah, man. Cleveland deserves this. They survived the LeBron James down years, and now they're building up a whole new brand for themselves. A couple All-Star reserves that I can think of. Man, we named them like Anthony Edwards, you know what I mean? Those are the guys I like. I like Fred, what Fred VanVleet's doing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Depleted in Toronto, still holding it down.
The Celtics are struggling right now.
We know the Jason Tatum situation. He got to slide in. You know, Brown's probably going to get squeezed, but you know
he
what
might
mean?
Be the odd man.
Because their team isn't, you know, shout out to Nate. You know, we were talking about earlier, their team just isn't good enough right now for them to have two selections. But I would like to throw those names in there as your shoes in, but those guys, you know, the league has been an interesting year up and down with the standings and the schedules, people in and out. So, yeah, it's probably going to be Jason Tatum or, you know, Brown. Is anybody else come to mind for you?
Honestly, man, you know, just
the usual suspects.
Yeah, it's the usual. It's tough. I mean, you look at this Lakers squad and AD and Westbrook obviously haven't had great years so far. So, you know, just seeing some of the guys. Now, I'm a big fan, though, of kind of this turnover, right? It's kind of the changing of the guard now.
True.
These young dudes were Ant last year. If you would have said All-Star, you know, maybe I know he got snubbed out for Rookie of the Year, but just came back with the vengeance this year. Got the Timberwolves in contention now to be one of those top 10 teams to make the playoffs. And I'm a big LaMelo guy. You guys know I was paying $60, $70 for Big Baller Brand before it was fashionable. Oh, yeah.
You were.
No,
he was.
No discount.
He really was. No discount. He was proud of it. He was proud of it.
No discount. Still got the merch, Stan Your Lane shirts, everything like that. So I think it's going to be a fun game. And I know a lot of people aren't big on Cleveland, but I think Cleveland's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a show.
Browns had a good year. Cleveland is a sports town, so it's, you know, it'll be their chance to show out and prove that, you know, they're worthy of, you know, all the accolades they're getting right now and all the attention.
Now, as we mentioned, KD, top vote getter in the East, will be a captain.
Yep.
Will not be playing in the game, most likely.
Yeah.
And we got to talk about the Nets, man. The Nets, I think, came in as title contenders. They were the top squad in the East. Nobody wanted that fade. Obviously, Kyrie and his vaccination status and not playing, and the Nets eventually caving and letting them come because they need to get some of those dubs.
Yep.
They're currently six in the East right now. Lost six of their last 10 in the midst of a five-game road trip. That saw them, you know, trick off a game to the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Suns, Kings, Jazz, and Nuggets. So, you know, at least one win on that docket with the Kings on there.
Yep.
Kyrie playing his longest streak of games this season. East is a huge traffic jam. You know, the Nets are 2.5 games away from beating the Heat or from being from topping the Heat, who are the top in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a deal is this road trip for the Nets?
I mean, this will be the largest sample size we get to see of Kyrie, you know what I mean? With James being out with the hand injury, with KD being out. I mean, this is all clear. You know, maybe this forces Kyrie to take the vaccine because he's all by himself right now with James in and out of the lineup. He's shouldering the majority of the load. You can see him working out before games, you know what I mean, trying to get locked in and doing whatever he can to do to help his team. But I just think, you know, this is going to be the biggest sample size that we'll see of Kyrie this year. And I think as it pertains to him taking his vaccination status, I think this will put him in a different position because, like, he will have played. He will have some games against some competition on the West Graham trip, being around the fellas on the road. You know what I mean? It's a different bonding experience. So I don't see how he plays well in this stretch or the team plays well, and then he goes and disappears for the rest of the season of the home game. I think this is going to be a live page with Kyrie, and it's just going to be interesting to see how it falls out because they do need him.
I mean, knowing how much that Kyrie loves hooping, and I wanted to ask you this, do you think that he's going to play a home game this year? Because depending on how this shakes out, they don't finish in that top four, and now they're playing the whole postseason, you know, with only getting three home games as opposed to four. That could be a
That's what I mean, Joe. That's what I mean, Joe. It's going to be interesting to get that up in you, you know what I mean, to get her back around the guys, to get back to hooping after the long layoff and just to go say, I'm going to go sit back down. I mean, I know he's strong and he's got his convictions, you know, what he wants to do with his body. But as a competitor, I just don't see that happening. That's just going to be tough, you know what I mean? Come back around home, he start getting buckets. They're going to start talking about him. You know, they're going to start buying his shoes again.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, shoe sales probably going to go up on this West Coast swing. So I just don't see him sitting back down after this.
And the question I would say is if he decides, yo, I'm not going to get the vax, and then you're the Nets, do you want to just finish fifth or worse in the East now, so you get more road games and you get more potential Kyrie. You start those, you know, get those first two on the road.
That's a serious consideration you have to make. You know what I mean? They seem to have been able to bend for him anyway. They didn't want him around totally. Then they found the clause where he could play, you know, on the road game. So I think they're going to take Kyrie however they can take him, long story short.
And let's take a look at the rest of the East. Obviously, we got the Heat, the top spot, followed by the Bulls, who, you know, are dealing with some injury issues. Sixers, Embiid's out here really getting it.
Getting
no Ben Simmons, no deal looking imminent, which is very, you know, if I'm Daryl Morey, I might have to sit back and kick it for a little bit.
I might have to.
Let Ben sweat it out.
You might have to.
I don't like these deals that are getting offered.
Nah, it's not enough. And at the end of the day, you're in a unique situation where Joel Embiid is playing out of his mind, you know, and he's making up for Ben Simmons' loss. You know, you're still going to need a couple other players to step up that's making some bread, you know what I mean? So, but they'll have to deal with that. But Joel Embiid is making us forget about the Ben Simmons saga, low-key, you know what I mean? And I feel like if I'm Morey, like you said, I'm not taking them deals. If he playing like y'all he playing right now, if y'all don't get it how I need it, perhaps, you know what I mean, I might just cross my hands and do nothing. So it's trifling how it's going down, but unfortunately, out of this bad situation, a great thing has happened is what we're getting the MVP that everybody thought Joel Embiid would be, you know what I mean, 2 to 3 years ago. We're seeing that guy now.
And then how legit do you think that the Cavs are? We also got the Bucks who aren't playing well, but I want to ask you, Cavs,
yeah,
is this for real, or is this kind of one of those feel-good stories that they're going to start to, you know, slowly but surely as the season wears on?
The injuries could help.
Yeah.
Like Chicago, you know what I mean? Shout out, you know, that, you know, Grayson Allen did, you know what I mean, the Eastern Conference, the biggest service, you know what I mean, they could with that foul by knocking out a Caruso, and they got so many other players out the lineup. But I think if Cleveland can stay healthy, they play hard.
Yeah.
And they play hard in matchup with everybody. They got good size. They got, you know, Mobley can switch out on the perimeter and do some things. So I feel like if they come up against a team who's got people in and out the lineup during the playoffs, they might be able to knock somebody off. They're not going to no Eastern Conference Finals. You know what I mean? I hope they do. You know, shout out to JB and them if they do. But I personally don't think so. But I think they got a chance to surprise somebody in the early rounds.
And last but not least, Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee.
Defending champions. Obviously got their first championship in 50 years.
Yeah.
It feels like Giannis doesn't get the love and respect that he deserves.
Yeah, I agree.
As a player that, you know, every year MVP caliber, developing different levels of his game.
Yep.
Is this squad legit, or the, you know, they just accept that championship and we'll see y'all in 50 more years?
Well, you've been around Milwaukee a lot because Pops, you know, works for Milwaukee. Oh, you were around the championship run last year.
I appreciate you, Bucks, for the plug.
Yes. You've seen Giannis even make incremental strides during the finals.
Yeah.
When he didn't have it going, when he had to adjust his game, when he had to play awkward and take shots that he was not comfortable taking just for, you know, the science of the basketball game. I like the Bucks, you know what I mean? I think they have done a good job of replacing P.J. Tucker's energy and a couple other veterans that were on that bench. But the way Giannis plays, you know what I mean, the energy and how he's bringing it every night, we haven't seen something like Shaq. I think that's why they compare it to Shaq, because it's dominance, you know what I'm saying, damn near every night. Now, if as long as he continues to stay healthy and do that, they're going to always have a chance.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And let's look ahead at a couple of teams who are, you know, in the playoff hunt.
Yep.
One more surprising than the other. We got Hornets and Celtics Wednesday.
Yeah.
LaMelo got this Hornets squad, you know, looking, you know,
Very interesting.
I saw a lot of that last year, too, yeah. And they kind of slowly slipped off. But I want to ask you, which young core will take the next step first? Obviously, you got the Tatum-Jaylen Brown situation. There's been some talk that they can't work. But yeah. They're both putting up numbers. Tatum averaging 26-8. Brown averaging 24-6.
Okay, Joe, that's just cool.
And you got LaMelo, Miles Bridges.
It seemed like they got something else going in Charlotte. Like, I'm going to go back to my sense of joy thing. They got a sense of joy going on in Charlotte. LaMelo coming in with the Deion Sanders type swag, you know, Lambo'd up, you know what I mean, with the shades and the ice and the grill right. And the whole shit. I don't see that with the Celtics. I see like a 2K team where, you know what I mean, you get yours and I get mine and you get yours and I get mine and then everybody else finds something in between, but they're not doing nothing. It's been 3-4 years now with this experiment. It seems like it's been what it is. We're seeing what it's going to be. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to take a back seat. They're two alphas. They don't really have a point guard out there that can, you know, vibe off them. So I'm going to go with Charlotte's. I'm going to go with MJ, you know what I mean, in the front office. I'm going to go with Charlotte's young core. Miles Bridges, you know what I mean, playing himself into a bag. So, yeah, I got to stick with Charlotte. What about you?
No, I'm definitely rolling with him. I think LaMelo is going to be generational.
Yep.
And just all the criticism that he got, obviously didn't have the traditional road, the college and everything like that, but playing out in Lithuania in the freezing cold, playing in Australia, New Zealand, you know, in the NBL and all that good stuff, I think just hardened him. And I just love seeing that dude play. I remember watching him and Lonzo and Jello in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this kid skipped a grade to play on the number one team in the country. I don't think that's talked about enough. And was getting buckets.
Straight buckets.
You know, on to later on in his career, pointing at the fucking half-court line, pulling up to start games. So he has that swag and confidence, but loves making the right play. And it's just a guy who's really, you know, he can get buckets when he needs to, but understands just the flow of the game and loves dishing and distributing the ball.
To piggyback on what you said, I think he has a chance to be this latest generation Michael Jordan, Kobe type, because he played in the social media basketball. Yeah. He knows what it means to drop somebody, you know what I mean, and make the shot. He's just been in so many high pressure situations and in front of the camera. I feel like he has a chance to be, you know, this generation's, you know, Kobe or, you know what I mean, any type of big name player we thought of.
For sure.
Yep.
All right, now let's move to On the Radar, presented by DraftKings. So we got the Sixers at Mavs Friday.
Yes, sir.
Embiid, Luka coming back from injury, but both those guys are making some noise in the MVP race. Embiid is the favorite right now, plus 200.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the Sixers-Mavs matchup Friday, who you got rolling? Who you rolling with in that?
I mean, I've been watching a couple Mavs games, not as much as I would like to, but it seems like they're a mystery, you know what I mean? You always, Luka's going to dominate, you know what I mean? They're going to, you know, crawl in the game, see if they're somewhere near in the fourth quarter. But to me, I just think that what's going on in Philadelphia right now, I think they're really locked in considering what the, you know, the Ben Simmons saga. And once you got a big dude rolling like that, you know what I mean, it's just hard to – it's just hard to get out of the way, you know what I mean? He's playing on the perimeter. For all the talk of big guys disappearing out of the NBA and this being a generation of guards, I see Jokic, I see Embiid, I see ADs, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of the big guys, you know what I mean, holding down franchises, you know what I mean, and changing the game. So I like what the Sixers got going in. I'm trusting Doc over J. Kidd. For, you know, I just got to right now, you know what I mean? So if anybody's to roll with, I think it's the Sixers. Who you got?
I mean, I'm looking at Luka, man, and it's interesting because, you know, early on, even early this season, there was the Trey-Luka debate. Mm-hmm. And even last year, Trey obviously leading the Hawks to the Eastern Conference Finals. I rock with Trey, too. I'm a big Trey fan.
Mm-hmm.
But Luka kind of getting left of the cold. And I've just got the two first-team All-NBA selections.
Mm-hmm.
People were kind of down on him this year. The Mavs were struggling early on. He was battling some injuries. But now he's back. He's looking like he's getting into form.
Yep.
And again, that's just a guy who's a game changer. We've seen him do it at the highest level. Obviously, he hasn't won a playoff series yet, but has done big work in the bubble. You know, I mean, dropping 40-point games, game winners, and just things that you really want to see out of a rising superstar. Yeah. So I can never not knock Luka, but I got to give it up for Embiid and the way Doc's got this squad playing again. They came in the season without Ben Simmons. Everybody thought they were just going to be a pushover. Embiid said, fuck that. I'm going to show y'all what's really real.
What's really.
And, you know, you're dealing with Sixers fans. Sixers fans don't play that shit. So
nah, they don't play that shit at all. They'll bully you. One of the toughest places to play in the league. You know, they'll bully. If you're home, you will get bullied by your own home squad. Yeah. So, yeah. But he seemed to have been able to manage that and absorb that and continue. He's built for Philly. His attitude is built for Philly, you know what I mean? So they got him one in Embiid, and I think if he just continues to stay healthy, they're straight.
And, you know, the MVP race is continuing to shift.
Yep.
Started out early, Steph seemed like the clear-cut favorite. He's kind of cooled off a little bit after breaking that three-point record.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. You know, now we got people talking about, is he regressed, this, that. I'm never one to doubt Steph.
No, I'm not doing that.
Klay coming back, Dre's been out. That's going to be an issue. Yeah. I think they gave him enough padding up front. Just busting everybody's ass to start the season. Well, now they can chill a little bit. Yeah. Not cruise control, but, you know, wait for guys to get back. Still haven't seen Wiseman play this season.
Right.
So the MVP race continues to shift. Mm-hmm. We got Embiid leading the charge. He's 2-1 according to DraftKings. Mm-hmm. Had a monster January, 34-11-5, 6-1-11-3 in that period. Joker's 3-1. Also had a solid January, 27-13-9, but the Nuggets are 6 in the West right now. Not really Nugget-like. You know, they're generally going to give you that top 3-4 spot.
Mm-hmm.
Curry's 4-1. His January, he struggled a little bit. 21-6-7, 36% from the field, 31% from three in January. That's not very Steph-like.
Nah, not Steph-like at all. But not blame us for the Steph not being Steph-like, because we were sweating him to break that three-point record. You know what I mean? He was out there jacking up all them threes, kind of doing things un-Steph-like so we can, you know, feel gratified in our fandom. But, yeah, it's been a hell of an MVP race and shift this year. Like I said, the bigs are representing. Curry's doing a good job for a Warriors team. You mentioned it before, getting out ahead so that they can at least figure out some lineups, get some people healthy. Excuse me, but I mean, just the year, the fact that they're 11-3 in January just tells, you know, we said the NBA is, you know, we're placing an emphasis on winning, you know what I mean? And the Sixers are trying to, you know, they can do some things in the East. The fact that he's having that month and they're winning and those numbers don't go to waste just proves to me why he should be leading the MVP race from here on out, I feel like. Because you said the Nuggets aren't doing Nuggets things. They need Jamal Murray like a mug. Yeah. You know what I mean? We still haven't seen Wiseman. So Steph still needs some complimentary pieces so he doesn't run himself into the ground. So it's going to just be a monster MVP race going down. And I think it will end up being the most memorable one in MVP history.
And just rounding out, we got Giannis at 3.5-1. Mm-hmm. John Morant at 12-1
currently.
Don't
forget about Giannis. Yeah.
Devin Booker 20-1, Luka 30-1 right now, CP3 also 30-1. I feel like Ja, honestly, if the Grizzlies can keep this up and play this back half of the season, he can make some noise. The thing I think that's hurting Ja is that the squad has been performing well even when he was out. I think they're like 11-2 in games that he hasn't played.
Yep.
So what you're seeing is this squad, I mean, obviously he's a difference maker, franchise player, but the Grizzlies are still out there putting in work and putting up dubs. So it's gonna hurt his MVP. You know, resume just a tad, but not enough, man.
Not enough.
You got to keep him in that mix.
Yeah, he should. After coming back from injury and turning up his play when he's, you know, being considered for things like the All-Star game, and they're continuing to surge. They haven't, you know, taken a cliff dive since he's returned to the lineup. They've only continued to do what they have been all year. So you got to have, you know, this is going to be an interesting one. It's going to be a real interesting one.
And that was On the Radar presented by DraftKings. And for all you Madden Stat fans that are looking for your fix, they will be back Thursday with another episode of All the Smoke featuring Charles Oakley. And we got a little clip from that to show y'all.
With the book coming out, what do you expect people to get from it? And do you expect them to see a different side of you?
It definitely always some they don't know about you. It's going to be a lot of that in the book. But I'm talking about basketball in a way that a lot of people say they wish basketball we played today.
Mm-hmm.
Hold guys accountable. Know what you do on the court, you know, game situation. And I think that in the game today, you watch basketball, it's just everybody like, And that's why you see so much bad talent on the floor. And it may be a reason why the Lakers is struggling because it seemed like to me nobody know their identity but LeBron. And that's the head coach, you know, that's what you foretell a guy first thing training camp.
Yep.
You do this, you do this. That's why as a role, right. Time of possession, guys play 30 minutes together. See. Efficiencies, but it's a lot of sloppy basketball now.
And I agree with you. The coach should nip that in the bud from the jump. With this book, a lot of people don't know during the George Floyd situation, you came down and supported me.
Yes.
I'm talking about majorly supported me. You fed, you cooked for us every day. And you talk about a lot of this stuff in the book, yes. With you being there. Yeah. Talk about it a little bit, let the people know, you know, that you was with me the whole experience and the time we had down there.
The experience, what happened to George Floyd happened to me when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I got stories in the book, like, I was coming home from school, most of the time I had to catch two buses, and one time I was catching two buses, it was getting dark, and one bus was coming late, so I tried to walk home, you know, instead of waiting in the bus stop, and I was walking home, police grabbed me, slammed me, talking about where the drugs at. I had a backpack, and like, where the drugs? Threw me in the car and rolled me around for 5 hours. Mm. Then nobody knew. I was 16. Nobody knew where I was at. But when the George Floyd thing happened, and the way it happened, it shocked so many people, and everybody tried to come together, because, you know, seeing that happen, the guy got his knee on this guy. Mm-hmm. He told him, I can't breathe, and you still stand on top of him. I mean, they made everybody want to be family, bring, you know, let's stop this madness, because... Mm-hmm. Seeing that, and this guy just act like, you know, want to smoke a cigarette and you want to pass
on with his day.
He like, I got all day to do this. So it was embarrassing. But to come to his rescue, I mean, everybody came to his rescue. But when you called me, like, oh, I'm there, I'm Big Brother Will. It was just sad to see that. And what he threw, his family, you know, I got to be more of the family because, mm-hmm. you know, like family came around. That's when families should come together. Mm-hmm. And they came together in a good way. And being in Minnesota, being in Houston, and coming to the rides, you know, and just seeing everybody just, we for George, mm-hmm. and that just put some on my chest.
WNBA free agency is underway, and you know we had to bring in the voice of the WNBA. Some would call her Woj. I'm going to call Woj Christina because she's killing this WNBA game. She's the founder of Girls Talk Sports TV, WNBA Insider, and Forbes 30 Under 30 honoree. We got Christina Williams in the building. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. It's been a crazy morning.
Yeah, most definitely. So obviously, you know, free agency has kicked off. You were recently in Vegas for Athletes Unlimited. What can you tell us about the event?
Athletes Unlimited is a new women's pro sports league, and it's running for 5 weeks out in Vegas. Started in inaugural season this past week. And it's a great league to complement the WNBA. You have great talent out in Vegas playing right now. You have WNBA champions and Natasha Cloud, Lexi Brown, who's participating. WNBA All-Stars and Courtney Williams also participating in this league. And so it's really giving WNBA players or hopefuls, you know, second chances to get back into the league, or like, it's a good way for them to stay stateside instead of going overseas after the season. And so it's a new thing, and it's just popped off last week, but it's great for women's basketball.
You've become the go-to voice for all things in WNBA news. What's it been like climbing that ladder and becoming a WNBA insider?
It's been a journey climbing the ladder into becoming a WNBA insider. I mean, I'm a Black woman. Let's start there. But also, I'm independent from major corporations, so the climb to the top hasn't been easy. But, you know, a lot of the players and people in the league respect my grind and what I've been able to offer this league in terms of women's basketball media coverage, so much so that I made Forbes 30 Under 30 in 2021. But, yeah, it's been a lot of fun to be able to provide equitable media coverage for women in sports and also, like, just do my own thing and show people that anything is possible. When you just grind out and are consistent. And so, yeah, it's been fun.
I heard that. Say that last part again. What was that last part? Anything is possible when what?
Anything is possible when you work hard and you're consistent with the work, but also bet on yourself, because I've bet on myself and it's been going great ever since.
Amen.
Now, Christina, I'm not going to ask you where you get your sources from, but I will say I see you breaking news, and then I'll see other publications further down the road try to break that same news without giving your love. And I think you're always super respectful and polite about how you're going to move. Never get rude, but just, hey, by the way, I did break this about 2-3 days ago kind of deal. So what's it like, you know, the internet is a tough place, like the wild, wild west, but you got great sources, you know, breaking news, breaking info. And do you feel like there's been a shift in terms of making sure that you get the credit that you deserve when you're breaking these stories?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely been a shift. I mean, I've been making noise, so people are going to have to respect it eventually. But yeah, like, you know, my sources are my sources. You know, I'm always a journalist first. I went to school for journalism. Right. And so what I'm doing now is just marrying my two passions of storytelling and journalism and loving the game of basketball. And so, you know, at first, when I first was coming up, you know, people would try to, you know, take the information and pretend like they broke it first. But now the fans know who I am. I've been able to create my own community within the women's basketball space. So if I'm not out there saying, hey, give me my credit, the fans, WNBA fans are so loyal that I don't even have to talk anymore. They will do it for me. So it's been great being able to be that go-to source for all things WNBA news. Now that even the major corporations are able to come to me and cite me on in their articles or on their TV programs about breaking the news first. I mean, shout out to Chris Haynes. I mean, the other day I broke some news and we'll get into that later, but you know, he went back and said, hey, Christina was the first to report it. So just getting respect from OGs like him, it means everything. It kind of puts a stamp on, you know, what I'm doing.
Now, Chris Haynes is a real one. And I think that one thing we've seen in just in the women's basketball space is that bullying works. You know, in years past, the WNBA wasn't getting the love that it deserved. People started applying that pressure, and now we've got WNBA free agency special and all types of great things going on. So what's it like to you to see women's basketball getting the long overdue attention that it deserves?
I mean, this is a great start, but it's such a long way to go in terms of coverage and the variety of coverage and the players that are being covered as well. But, you know, it's a start, and I'm happy to see that, you know, people are starting to invest in women's sports, not only through like, blank statements on Twitter, but also just actively investing by putting it on TV. You know, it's all about giving these women the opportunity in the first place. So it's a great start, but there's still a long way to go.
Well, look, we brought you here. Free agency just kicked off. It's time to get into the nitty gritty of what's going down. So give us some of the biggest storylines to look out for as free agency kicks off.
What's burning in the WNBA? Let us know.
I mean, I have all the tea of what's burning.
Yes.
So some of the storylines to follow, obviously, Liz Cambage is one of the biggest unrestricted free agents on the market. And she actually fired her agent 1 week before negotiations started on January 15th. And so all eyes are on where Liz will end up. My biggest bold prediction about where she will eventually end up, maybe the Los Angeles Sparks.
Oh, okay. That's a big personality. She'll fit the LA lifestyle.
Absolutely. She fits LA. You know, she needs to be in a big market, I think. But in order for that to happen, because the Sparks will have some cap issues, they would have to move some contracts, offload some players in order to get a player like Liz, who is owed the Supermax. And so that's one of my bold predictions about what will happen either today or in the coming weeks. Also, all eyes are on Chicago Sky. Finals MVP Kalia Copper is expected to sign today on a multi-year deal with the Chicago Sky. Mm-hmm. And so when that happens, right, it puts it into question whether or not Candace Parker will return. And I think that she will, because the Chicago Sky has also acquired other free agents in 2019 Finals MVP Emma Mieseman, who's from Belgium. She missed last season in the WNBA due to commitments to her national team, but the Chicago Sky is expected to sign her later today to their franchise as well. And so, you know, they are really filling out the core of their team and possibly will have a chance to run it back and get another championship. Stephanie Dolson, who was on that championship team last year, she's signing with the New York Liberty. And so James Wade, the Chicago Sky head coach and GM, he's really trying to, you know, keep that championship momentum going into the 2022 season and trying to fill out some roster spots as well. Lots of moves, though. Lots of big moves. Andrew McCautry, another big name free agent.
Shout out, Andrew.
To sign to the Minnesota Lynx. And this is going to happen because Nafisa Collier, who was a former Rookie of the Year and UConn player, she's pregnant right now. And so if that happens, when Angel resigns, we could expect the Minnesota Lynx to suspend Kalia's contract and them to also sign a few more players. I'm told that the Lynx are also interested in free agent Odyssey Sims, who's playing in Athletes Unlimited right now. And she was a former Minnesota Lynx as well and played for the Atlanta Dream last season. So all eyes are on what Cheryl Reeve is going to do in Minnesota. Sylvia Fowles, another Minnesota Lynx legend, is expected to return to the franchise for her 15th season, coming off of Defensive Player of the Year and a really great 2021 season. So Cheryl Reeve, she has a lot to do in terms of, you know, keeping her roster intact and also, you know, creating that championship kind of roster at the Lynx that we're used to. It's very exciting. Very exciting moves happening today.
Christina, I just want to take my hat off to you because everything that you said was fascinating, low-key. I haven't heard the women's game spoke of so quite in-depth in as far as player movement. And even speaking to things as so far as a player might be missing time because they might be pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's an issue for in the women's league that I think that, you know what I mean, it's dope that you're even highlighting the issues on why there is certain player movement or, you know, players might go this and that. So I want to commend you because although I've been following the WNBA, that was like a masterclass in 30 or 40 seconds that I don't think that I'm very happy that you're on the show so people can understand where exactly the women's game is right now as far as player movement, as far as people like you who can break news and tell you where and why these players are a good fit because it sounds like you've been following and doing your due diligence for a long time now. So hats off to you from the WB and Showtime team for sure.
Thank you. And then speaking of player movement, also I mentioned the pregnancy thing with Nafisa Collier. You have players coming back from just having, just having kids. And Cheyenne Parker, who is the only player on the Atlanta Dream with a protected veteran contract coming into this season. So Atlanta, they have a lot of money to sign players. Cheyenne's contract is guaranteed, so all eyes on her. She just recently had her baby last month, and so we're trying to see if she's going to be back into game shape to play come May. And then you have Kiki Herbert, who's on the Seattle Storm, who's also playing at Athletes Unlimited. She just had a baby 3 months ago, and she's already back on the floor.
Shout out women, man. Shout out ladies, man. It's hard enough for you to get in shape during the season. You can imagine just having a child and be the mother unit in a situation. That's just shout out to the ladies. That's a huge sacrifice at the end of the day, putting your body up against it, you know, making that dedication to your team over your family. So my hat's off to the ladies for that one for sure.
And Christine, I just want to ask you really quickly, you know, what franchise can alter their future this offseason? Obviously, you said the Chicago Sky looking to come back and get that, you know, defend their championship. But what other squads out there are looking to make some noise and looking to try and get there to be hoisting that trophy this season?
Well, the Atlanta Dream had a very, very difficult season last year. And so they are the team to watch with the most money. Now, I did mention Cheyenne Parker. She's the only one with a protected veteran contract on that team. And so they really have the opportunity now to either trade and absorb some Supermax contracts from other teams or acquire teams today, later with some signings. Atlanta's been very, very quiet. We know that GM Dan Padover, he wants to bring back Kennedy Carter and Ari McDonald and build the team around the young core. But all eyes should be on Atlanta because they do have the most money when we talk about cap and salary. One thing that's very interesting with the WNBA CBA is that it's going to be hard to sign a lot of veteran role players in free agency because of the new CBA. I spoke to a few GMs who have said, you know, their priority right now is to retain their starters and star talent. And then once that money is taken up, you know, they don't really have cap space to sign veteran role players. And so when that happens, you have sometimes, you know, players like Asia Wilson, former MVP, who's due for a max contract and coming out of her rookie deal with $70,000. She's supposed to be getting paid upwards of $200,000. She may have to take a pay cut so that the Aces can then sign some more talent to help her. And so you'll have things like that that's happening with the new CBA that makes it difficult for teams to keep a 12-woman roster. They may have to go with 11 all season due to simply cap issues. And so Atlanta is the team with the most money, and they are the team to watch as well.
Renee Montgomery, she need to break some bread, okay? We need to hear Renee tell her dip in their pocket. I've seen her doing too much work. I know she got some deep pockets. Renee, really go out there and start letting it rain.
Right, and we do know that Atlanta, for one, they are not bringing back Courtney Williams or Crystal Bradford. Crystal is expected to sign a one-year deal with the Chicago Sky today. And Courtney Williams is expected to sign with the Connecticut Sun. She will be returning back to the Sun after helping lead them to the WNBA Finals in 2019. The Sun really was lacking, you know, a good guard who could, you know, create her own shots and score off the ball as well. So Courtney Williams will bring that back. And they really have their core team from the 2019 Finals trip and bringing back a Courtney Williams type of player. And so that should be exciting. I know Connecticut fans are happy to have her back as well.
Well, shoot, Christina, we appreciate you pulling up and giving us all the latest and lowdown. And again, you can follow her at Girls Talk Sports TV in addition to her handle at Christina on Twitter. Thank you so much for pulling up and, you know, keep breaking news and keep doing your thing.
Keep doing your thing. Continued success.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Movies and Hoop, Basketball Cinema, and I just so happen to have Basketball Cinema's royalty, King Josiah Johnson, with me here.
By
association, but you're still guilty, brother. let's talk about some of the iconic basketball movies, scripted, you know what I mean, of all time. Obviously, Pops was Raymond. And White Men Can't Jump, yep. One of my favorite top fives. Before we get into some of our most interesting characters, what famous basketball movies come to mind when you think of hoops and basketball, starting with White Men Can't Jump?
So when you talk about White Men Can't Jump, I know a lot of you guys are watching What's Burning right now. You're looking at me like, who the fuck is this dude? Well, I'm Josiah Johnson. I dominate Twitter. You probably know that. My dad is Marcus Johnson. Played Raymond in White Men Can't Jump. He's the guy who robbed the liquor store.
Boom.
So one of the things I remember about that is, it was probably like 91, 92-ish, and I was going to all the rehearsal practices and all that type of shit going on. And Wesley Snipes was easily one of the worst basketball players.
That's what I heard.
And it became a thing where they'd be doing drills and shit, and nobody wanted to do drills with Wesley. So they have these drills going on, and Wesley. And every time Wesley would get to the front, guys would kind of step back or, you know, start holding a hammy or whatever. Wesley caught wind of it. He was like, man, fuck y'all, I know what y'all doing.
Yeah. But,
so shout out to Ron Shelton and the editing and the cinematography on that for making it give the appearance. Because anytime you saw those cutaways where he's hitting the shit between the legs or whatever.
The round-the-back layups,
that was supreme level editing. But that's probably my favorite movie of all time. How about yourself?
You stole mine. If it's not that, it's Above the Rim.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For obvious reasons. Tupac, you know what I mean? The whole story. Molotov, you know what I mean? If a lot of my favorite actors were in that movie. But White Man Can't Jump was always always one of my favorites for even before I knew, you know, you guys and Pops. But that's funny to know Wesley is the ultimate karate man, but he can't hoop. That's an interesting bag. You figure
he's on the inside.
Yeah, he got the black belt in jiu-jitsu, but he can't master the layup line. That's a cold game, but you can't have everything in life.
Yeah, for sure. Like, well, it's like when we used to see football players at UCLA come in and try to, you know, the Freddie Mitchells of the world.
Yeah.
Or, you know, guys try to land and couldn't and try to get jumpers up and just look god-awful. But
it happens.
That's the game.
It happens. We don't go out there on the football field and try any of that shit.
But we have that head dive, you know.
But, you know, it's boring. So we're coming up. Oh, shit. We're coming up on the 30th anniversary of White Man Can't Jump.
That's sad.
Okay. Well, besides Pops, give me one of your favorite scenes out of that film.
I mean, shit. I think the you know, you shooting for the Sudan when he has to make the half court
shot
to get his boo on the Jeopardy. And, and Billy Hoyle's probably one of the greatest simps in basketball movie history. Did anything for his boo. His boo stuck with him through the Stookie brothers and all that type of situation. And honestly, you know, Stookies are on the hunt. I'm not going to go to L.A. I'm going to go somewhere random. I'm going to go to the Bay. I'm going to go somewhere where they're not really going to be looking for me. But, you know, the game is the game.
The game is the game. One of my favorite scenes is when he's in the zone. I'm in the zone, man. You know what I mean? I'm in a fucking zone. You know what I mean? I just love that part from Woody. He killed that whole aspect, the Billy Ho thing. Give him the chance. You know what I mean? So many scenes from that movie, comedic timing, you know, and just mixed with good storytelling at the end of the day, because that's how we fade on the West Coast. You know what I mean? You go out to the park at the beach.
But the thing is, we look at that as a basketball movie. It's really a rom-com, and shout out to Ron Shelton who did
Bull Durham.
You know, you don't watch it as a rom-com, though. We just enjoy all the basketball scenes and the L.A. street life, whatever.
Yeah.
But we know damn well Billy Hoyle's white ass was showing up in Watson, these other spots. He's getting pressed. He's getting robbed, jumped, you know, before he can get to the court.
Ultimate press. He would definitely came out them David Robinsons he was playing.
Exactly. Yeah. We need those.
So if you had a starting draft, a starting five of fictional basketball characters, King Josiah, who you going with?
So I'm going to surprise some people because I'm going to really dig deep into the stash here. And first and foremost, I'm going to go with Ernest P. Worrell, one of the greatest movies ever made, Slam Dunk Ernest, straight to videotape, featuring Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the Archangel, gives Ernest these great pair of sneakers that give him game. Shout out Sil Cozart, who was in White Man Can't Jump, also in Slam Dunk Ernest.
Watch it.
You know, the Ernest catalog is one of the most phenomenal things of all time. You know, Ernest versus the Trolls, Ernest goes to camp.
Yeah.
Really a big part of my life.
Clearly.
Next, I got to go Jesus Shuttlesworth, obviously. Okay. You know, as long as his Uncle Bub didn't get in the way. I think, you know, he would have been some recruiting violations, some janky shit going on.
Okay.
Pops in prison. Let Pops out of jail to get this man to sign. You know, you know, he's messing with, you know the homie's, you know, lady friend that he's putting to work and everything like that.
Trick bag. Who else?
Got to go with Raymond from White Man Can't Jump because that's my dad.
You got to go with Raymond.
Trying to stay in the will at some point, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully it's a long time down the road, but I need that back.
Yeah.
Then got to go Stacey Patton from Eddie. Shout out Malik Seeley. Rest in peace to the legend.
You know,
Stacey Patton was a real one. He just needed to learn to play team ball. Eddie kind of got that out of him, so I think he's definitely going to do it. And last but not least, I got to go with Roger Murdoch, a.k.a. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from the Airplane series. Some of y'all watching this, y'all are young. Watch Airplane, but just the Kareem part, you know. He's out there busting his buns every night, dragging Walt Lanier up the court for 48 minutes. So got to give Kareem his love and respect. But I want to hit you now. You got your top five.
That's hard as the top. Mine was going to be kind of janky after that because I'm going to be – you pick some great cinematic moments. I feel like my shit, my list is going to be based off a little bit more bullshit. But I'm going to go – at the point, I'm going to have to start – edited Wesley at the point. You know what I mean?
Edited
Wesley.
It looked phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm going to do edited Wesley at the point. You know what I mean? Trick bag, you know, dimes. You know, he had the janky jumper that was working on the outside court.
He busted MJ's ass. MJ told him he should play summer pro league.
But it might mess up his game.
And that's real.
You know what I mean?
Imagine MJ was like, you should come play something. Like, nah, you should mess my game up.
That's some LA shit. An LA dude might do that.
LA dudes are known for capping like that. That level of cap.
Yeah.
You see on the east side mainly, but L.A. dudes do that.
Without question. At the two, I'm going to take Jesus at the two. You got to take Jesus Shuttlesworth at the two. With three, I'm thinking of somebody like, actually, I'm not going to even list my people. I'm definitely taking Penny from Blue Chips.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Forget Plenty from Blue Chips.
Butch McCray and his mom, but you got to deal with the mom baggage, too.
You got to deal with the mom baggage, but I think we're going to be able to put that together. You know what I mean? We got a lot of resources on hand. I need two more people. I'm going to go with, Shep. Shep. I was thinking about Shep. You know what I mean? I think about Shep. Never take what we was, Shep. Shep was good. I got Shep. Shep is up there, and I feel like I'm missing somebody, man. I'm gonna go with who was Cornbread Earl?
Oh, Jamal Wolf, the legend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go with Cornbread Earl. I'm gonna throw Silk in there. You know what I mean? And I might even go with who was the homie that died in Cooley High?
Oh,
Cooley High was low key a basketball movie with Cinderella. Yeah. Okay. It was might have been before my time too, Joe, because I can't even remember
exactly
who was in it. But you know what I mean? Those gonna be my five for different reasons.
I'm gonna throw Antoine Tyler in there too from the sixth man. Kadeem Hardison. Hardison stayed getting a basketball bag. He was in White Man Can't Jump talking about we going to Sizzler.
Yeah.
You know, but there was like eight black dudes that were in every basketball movie.
Hey, shout out Nigel. Nigel McGill. I was thinking about Nigel. You know
Nigel
what I mean?
McGill,
shout
you said
Nigel,
legend.
Man, yeah.
He was flight with Flight and Willie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to the seventh, drop you off at the fifth. But yeah, just a legendary crew. UCLA dudes, we were really getting bread back then. We need to bring those days back because we could definitely use some extra checks.
Yeah. Well, they need to call us to green light some of these and bring these back, like Above the Rim and a couple of these features. Joe, you doing big time work now. Call Ava and tell her to put something to pin and let us get us up out of here.
They
man.
Got a new White Man Can't Jump coming out. I need to get that Raymond role. I know Sharunas Jackson's also vying for it. If he got the part, I wouldn't be hurt. But y'all need to show me some love. Y'all need to pull up.
You need to do something. It's only right. Have them come in there and be a it's just only right. It's generational. Let them be Raymond.
Yeah.
Let me be
Raymond. No,
give me,
say Raymond, nah.
Give me a shot, too. Let me be somebody. Man, and before we forget, shout out Gene Hackman. He just turned 92.
Okay.
But to manage all these type of different talents and personalities, what fictional coach are you going to go with?
I mean, you got obviously Nick Nolte and Blue Chips you got to rock with. I'm probably go with Samuel L., Coach Carter, locking him out the gym.
Ooh. Stop playing. That's a good call.
You know.
That was a great call.
T.O.
You have to
Cruz,
keep the kids off the street.
The original Splash Brother. You know,
yeah.
Everybody says Steph changed the game, but everybody knows T.O. was out there really long range pulling from deep way back yonder. But again,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you that Nick Nolte, I got to roll with Nick Nolte. Nick Nolte decided to do everything he can do to keep the team and the franchise together. He was great, had some great scenes as a coach. But what's the homie's name from Glory Road?
Oh, shit. I don't even know. That's a real dude.
The actor, he does a good job. Whatever the actor's name was on Glory. Josh Lucas, Glory Road. He's got some decent scenes. But shout out Josh Lucas on Glory Road. He was a monster as a coach. He clearly did his homework. So that's a big part of the movie of the game. You got to get the coaching aspect right when you cast. And I feel like those were some of the better ones.
Now, look, this is What's Burning, basketball show, but we had Championship Sunday past weekend.
We did.
I know you're salty. And you're
super salty.
Niners guy. I mean, you know. Raiders
Jimmy!
I wanted everybody to lose just to be real. But we had the Rams over the 49ers. Jimmy G.
Jimmy!
True to form. Shout out Mina Kimes. Mina Kimes caught a lot of flack this week from some former quarterbacks in the game for predicting what was going to happen. Hit him with the duck face meme. Gotta love it. Rams were down 10 in third quarter. Came back to win. We'll host the Super Bowl. We're not, you know, they're not leaving SoFi.
No,
it's
not.
Still going to be a road game for them, just like it was when the Niners came.
Yeah, that
town.
Was trifling, too. That was bad. That's, you know what I mean? I don't know how L.A. let that happen, but you got to think that all of Compton are 49ers fans.
Yeah, for sure.
For reasons that if you don't know, I'm not about to sit here and explain to your ass.
Okay.
And that's
what you have to understand about team affiliations.
You understand
here.
About this thing of ours. You
we
know,
don't like
you
your color scheme, homie.
Period. But, man, that shit hurt. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? I know. I thought we was going. I kept texting everybody, we going. And then he dropped the interception, man, and then it don't look like we ain't going, y'all. We ain't going.
And shout out to Joe Shiesty and the Bengals.
Yeah.
21-3, man. Going into half, Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, he'll get the blame if the play don't work, but if it did, it would be like, oh, Andy Reid called it.
Yeah.
But Andy Reid called that play to end the second quarter. They got held up, didn't get any points on the board. Joe Shiesty and them come back to win in overtime. I didn't see anybody bitching about overtime rules this week, conveniently.
Yeah, them shits are old and dated. That's an antiquated model. They didn't need to stop that shit. I'm getting tired of that because, you know, luckily, like, some of the talent doesn't get you. I don't get a chance to match you because you score a touchdown, because you run a coin tip. It just seems a little dated, man. That's whack.
So we got Burrow versus Stafford. Stafford, yep. Obviously, the L.A. guy. Burrow, honorary light-skinned just for everything he's been.
Yes, he is.
So I want to know. They both go to Roscoe's during Super Bowl week. Who's less likely to get pressed?
Burrow.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
Yeah. Burrow going to buy incense, a painting, a T-shirt, a to-go plate. You know, you're definitely going to get an Obama
special. I was going to tell you guys, get the Obama.
He's going to get the Obama special to go. He's going to buy the DVD. You know what I mean? It's definitely going to be Joe Burrow.
Like, Joe Burrow will buy a Soul Plane DVD just on the strength.
Off the top.
To support the community.
Off top. You know, ask you if you got the sequel. Even though the sequel may not even exist, Joe Burrow just seemed like that guy coming in the body and shades with the whole shit, the cigar thing. Seems like he's just a guy that the brothers can rally around.
Super Bowl 56, Bengals at Rams. Rams are actually the away team.
Yeah.
For this Super Bowl, because I think AFC hasn't.
Weird.
My limited football knowledge.
Yeah.
Who do you got winning this game?
Damn. And I don't like playing these type of games because I'm salty. And when you beat my team, you know, I hope your ass lose. So yeah, I ain't going to front. But oh no, man, it seemed like Joe Burrow got them boys got something going on. You know what I mean? I like the defense. They got a good running back. The receiver Chase is obviously nice. I'm gonna go for Burrow in the upset. I think Sean McVay is gonna do something silly during the game, like he almost did against the 49ers. I feel like he gets pressed and then he starts overthinking his genius shit.
Yeah.
And then he starts doing shit that's not called for. I think Zach Taylor is gonna have a good job of having this young, hungry group ready to play behind Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's a monster. He got sacked 9-10 times a game. They did a good job of keeping him upright the last game. I think he only got sacked once. I think if they can do that, then keep him up. He's a baller, man. He's going to be there at the end. He can obviously come back from a deficit. So I'm going to go with the Bengals in the upset. And it is on partly because some salty shit because they put some 49ers.
I mean, the thing is, when you look at Sean McVay, everybody calls him a genius. But, yeah, you're a genius when you got the Avengers on your squad.
You
got,
feel me?
I'm saying you got OBJ, yeah. Jalen Ramsey, a bunch of hitters.
Yes.
I'm a big Jalen Ramsey fan, so I got to roll with the Rams, and it's local. Yeah. Really, I'm just trying to see the Pepsi halftime show with Dre and Snoop and that whole crew.
That's what it's about.
But I'm getting excited for it. But I know Super Bowl halftime shows are traditionally a hot pack of ass. They're never enjoyable, yeah. Never playing the hits.
True.
Not playing the songs I want to hear. You know, I need some F words and a bunch of cussing and, you know, Nate Dogg's not going to be there.
Explosive would be nice. Explosive, yeah. They're not going to be able to give it. They need a Nate Dogg hologram.
If you give
it's
me the
LA, yes, yeah, LA.
Smoke weed every day.
In the hologram, the city's going to be on fire.
It's legal in LA. Let's
come
do
on,
it.
Man.
Now we can smoke it recreationally.
If you soak, put fire to it, it just produces a certain effect.
Last thing I want to hit you on in NFL news, Tom Brady pulled the ultimate pump fake.
Yeah.
Had Adam Schefter, who, you know, I used to work with Adam at NFL Network, stand-up yep. dude. He doesn't report news unless he's convinced of it. I've seen
he's
this,
like
man.
The feds.
I've seen him, but I've seen him sit on, like, yeah. info, just like, yo, I can't report it yet till
it's
good.
It's not ready, yeah.
So it feels like Brady's camp gave him the little pump fake.
Yeah.
He reported that Brady's retiring. Brady's agent said, not so fast.
Yeah.
So people, it started this debate, you know, GOAT versus GOAT, Brady versus Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the better GOAT in your mind?
Damn, Joe. You know, I like Thomason.
What's burning, homie?
Yeah, that's definitely sizzling on him. I like Thomason and everything, but, I mean, the GOAT, nobody started talking about the GOAT until Michael Jordan started coming around.
Okay.
To, you know, 6-for-6, you know, MVPs. Tom Brady doesn't play defense, you know what I mean?
That's
he played one position, like we said earlier, at a high level for a very long time, still did a lot of shit nobody has at that position. But for me, we're talking about finals appearances, MVP being a transcendent talent, playing offense, being respected as an offensive and defensive person. So that GOAT debate to me is sewed up with, you know, MJ for, you know, until notified elsewise.
I'll leave it like this. At points in MJ's career, and y'all know I'm a LeBron guy, LeBron's the ultimate GOAT.
Yep.
We won't get into that at this particular juncture. But MJ was the best offensive and defensive player at points
mm-hmm.
in his career. Tom Brady only playing half the game. Don't have to play. Now, if Brady was out there playing quarterback and lining up at DB or safety or some shit
then
like that, giving you with the Ronnie Lott, chop the finger off, I'm going to go ahead and keep going.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like a Deion.
Maybe.
Like
you know, Deion
yeah.
both ways.
Yep.
I'm literally picking it and catching touchdowns on
yep.
that ad.
Yep.
And I got a baseball game I got to get to, so get the chopper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But tons of respect for Brady. 7 Super Bowl wins. And if he does call it quits and this is it, man, you got to just show him the ultimate amount of respect. But he's not on Jordan's level from a GOAT standpoint.
Let me ask you a question. Does he have the right to pump fake?
Yeah. Oh, and he could pump fake all the way through the start of the season.
Didn't Brett Favre do this to us for like
numerous
all the
times.
Way up, numerous times?
I'm
so.
Squads. I'm going to the rivals. I'm going to the Jets. Shit, I'm just lingering.
Here. I don't want to do no training camp. I'm going to be up against it at the last minute. So I think Tom Brady has earned his right to pump fake. And I hope he... I don't know, man. We might be looking for a quarterback, Thomason. If you want to come back to the crib, you know what I mean? We can put you, we ain't got to practice to do none of that shit. You know what I mean? You can come and get your CBD together.
Because we thought A-Rod, but A-Rod's not really fucking with that vax, so he can only really come through as a role player.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, he got to be on that Kyrie. He could play on the road, but he can't play at home. You know,
they might do it. Let Trey Lance play home games, let Aaron Rodgers play road games.
And I think that's good for Trey. That's a good for somebody to sit behind, you know, Trey Lance maybe a couple more years. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo was the right person to learn from because Jimmy's ghetto. You know, at the end of the day, Jimmy will just
he got Negro tendencies.
He does. He just does shit because he wants to. Sometimes, you know what I mean, and it end up biting us in our ass. But sometimes it's work, like ghetto shit does. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But you know what I mean. Brady has the right to fun fake, and I'm excited for his future.
So we got some closing thoughts. NBA trade deadline is next week.
Yeah.
You know, hoping to see some moving and shaking. If you're a Los Angeles Lakers fan, you're hoping that Rob Pelinka is working the phones right now, not getting sent to voicemail.
Yeah.
Another squad who's looking to make some moves, the Knicks. The Knicks brought in Cam Reddish. Reports coming out of New York is that Cam will be chilling on the bench. They don't want to bring him in the rotation. That's a Thibs deal. I'll let you Knicks fans worry about that.
Yeah.
But they got, you know, Fournier, Kemba, Burks are all available.
Yeah.
Do you see any moves happening in New York?
Who wants them? No. I don't, you know what I mean? No disrespect, you know what I mean? I know people get paid a lot more money to do analytics and run things than, you know, former players, but as a fan, and I'm thinking I have some knowledge of the league, I think the Knicks are in a peculiar situation where those assets that they acquired and spent bread on, like them assets done depreciated, you know, pulled it off the lot. You know what I mean? You know, gave the pulled it off the lot, and the depreciation happened like right away. Julius Randle's going through all type of shit out of there. They probably gonna have to consider making him available. So I just don't know what the Knicks can do with those pieces because I'm not taking on Fournier's contract to do what he's been doing. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that somebody got a system where he fits in. I mean, what are your thoughts on it?
If I'm the Knicks, I'm looking for good flight deals to Cancun, getting the hotel reserved in advance.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Julius Randle's coming off that great year, got the bag. Don't really know what's going on with him, mm-hmm. you know, from a mental standpoint. Mm-hmm. And it's just, yo, I can see anything happening in New York, but I don't really think it's going to help. They've kind of, you know, they had their run, Bing Bong and all that shit. Ever since Bing Bong started, it went from bing bong to ping pong. Like, I'm just going to be real.
Hey, but that shit, it gets you, that bing bong shit, that shit is flighty. That's not going to, it's not going to stay with you. That's the thing that's here today and gone tomorrow. That's, you got to stop that bing bong shit.
We had the Kings were in the Ben Simmons sweepstakes. Yeah. Morey was asking for too much.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the Kings were like, nah, we cool, playboy. Like, that's.
Because, you know, they've tried to put together a package probably. You know,
yeah,
they,
for sure.
Yeah, they know they can't come into the negotiations bullshit. And so, yeah, Morey. He playing hardball, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Motherfucker's name is Morey. He said, give me some more. Yeah. I need Morey.
He's saying, let me see it. You know what I mean? Ben losing a lot of bread, you know what I mean? While, you know, the Bugatti payments is adding up. I think he knows that, too. So using that to his advantage, I know things were too high. They what they're asking are high. But maybe he crosses his arms to get that deal and catches somebody desperate.
I mean, what team do you think could benefit from bringing in a guy like De'Aaron Fox or Buddy Hield? And for Buddy, I'll tell you a team that could have benefited that probably should have made that move in the summertime was the Los Angeles Lakers. But who needs those services now?
They got to hurry up and get them dudes out of there before they get tainted. You know what I mean? Sacramento isn't the best place to play anyway. You know what I mean? They had some coaching changes. You know what I mean? I know Alvin Gentry is going through it over there. You know what I mean? Trying to identify what type of culture that they could even begin to have. Luke went through it. I still think it's an awesome franchise. I love Sacramento. You know, I spend a little bit of time in there when I have time off. The city's dope. They get behind that franchise. So I just see whatever team Fox or Hill go to, I think they're going to, unless it's a special coach, a Popovich, some type of situation where you have to go in there and, like, dial in right away. I think they're going to still be a little ways away from their best basketball if they go to a new destination. It's not just going to be like they're there and they're cracking right away.
And now if we're looking at the Ben Simmons sweepstakes, will the Sixers make a deal for Simmons before the deadline? Or are they going to hold that piece and hope that Harden opts out and likes cheesesteaks?
James looked like he do like cheesesteaks.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, Philly cheesesteaks are delicious, you know what I mean? And if you're going to have a cheesesteak, you should probably have one in Philadelphia.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, so he would be a smart man for that. Look, Embiid is cooking, man. You know what I mean? And I think even if Ben does come back, what does he do at this point? You know what I mean? What else does he have besides another body? You know what I mean? Maybe he's on the same thing is Kyrie can only play road games. I don't know what that looks like. Yeah, man, they just that Morey ain't gonna do shit but sit there and wait for this season to expire and ride out Joel Embiid's MVP season. You know, hopefully one of those other players step up. You know, and maybe they make a move and get some extra out of help. But I don't think he makes a move, or else he would have made it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
And now shifted back to the West, Utah Jazz got some devastating news. Joe Ingles suffered a torn ACL, out for the season.
Yeah.
They were already, you know, 4-12 in January. This is a huge blow to their depth. Can the Jazz recover from this?
No. I think Ingles was a glue guy. Yeah, we all know how glue guys is. Rudy's not a big enough offensive guy. Although he's going to hold you down on defense, I think they're missing so much offense right now. I don't see them making a move, and even if they do move, I think the Jazz are who they are. I think the Joe Ingles injury is going to hurt them more than they think they do, more than we think they will. And I'm not looking for Utah. Everybody, I know Quinn Snyder is a good coach. They got some young talent like Donovan Mitchell. I like Rudy Gobert. I'm just not looking for Utah like that.
Most def. And all you high school basketball fans out there, 2022 Iverson Classic rosters dropped this week.
Boom.
Go check their handles at Iverson Classic on social to see who the top young, exciting talent that will be featured in this game. It's the week of April 26th to April 30th in Memphis. You may be able to go catch a job playoff game potentially as well, so you got to get that double-double. But make sure y'all tune in with that Iverson Classic, man. Show love to the 6 foot under GOAT. Easy.
Yeah, for sure.
Easy.
Big-time tournament, big-time opportunity. Shout-out Bobby and Jay and the AI Classic staff and all the former players that take place during the practices. This is a hands-on environment where former players come in there and talk like how we talk to the younger generation without really any boundaries, you know what I mean? And they just did a great job last year. McDonald's didn't have a game, but AI did, you know what I mean? And it was a phenomenal experience. Just a bunch of ton of talent, you know what I mean? People that are usually McDonald's High School All-American and that are 6 to 8 months away from being lottery picks are going to be there on the court. They learn about life off the court as well. They usually take part in the Civil Rights Museum and learn about social justice. So it's going to be a new cast of NBA players helping this year and moving forward. So I'm excited about the opportunity. It wouldn't be a bad thing for you to show up, too.
I'm really come through. You know I like ribs, too, so I'm going to come through. They get
the delightful catfish, you know what I mean? Delightful catfish. Shout out our producer, Eric Newman, who ate catfish for 3 meals for at least 2 days in a row. I've never seen a Jewish man consume so much catfish in my life.
We appreciate y'all rocking with us. It's been What's Burning. First, hopefully, you know, we can keep these bags flowing.
This has been a dream of mine, man, to get with my brother Josiah. Welcome to the Showtime Basketball.
If y'all don't know, Jelani played at UCLA with my older brother, Chris. I spent some time at their apartment at UCLA back in the day.
Glen 555
Glen Rock.
You hear me.
You know, probably saw some things I shouldn't have, but hey, here we are. You made me the man exposure. I am today.
Yeah, look what we built. Look what we
built. And now we're here. What's
now
Burning?
He's King Josiah Jordan, and now we on What's Burning. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know.
What's Burning available every week at Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And make sure you follow Showtime's Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball. That's Show with no W, even though that's all we do around here is get W, Show Basketball.
Word.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.